Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. Nobody has to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
No way, no matter what.
We'll see how that goes.
go ahead and kick it off then. Let's see. I'm on Facebook, george.mango.904. On Facebook, you can also find me at Sound Off Farms. On Facebook, you can also find me at Sound Off 977413 on Facebook. You can also email me at soundoff97413, that's soundoff97413@gmail.com. If you got any questions, if you like links, if you want to talk to me, give me a call, whatever. Hey, look, just whatever you feel you need to do, go ahead and email me. You can also find me at Twitter at hashtag soundoff97413. You also can go to my official website, Sound Off Forums. That's 3 F's and an S at the end, soundofforums.com.info.net. You can also call in if you want to say a couple of words or whatever you want to say at 347-989-1014. And we're going to kick it off with King James Version, Ephesians 6:6-13. Not with eye service as men pleasing, but with the service of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master is also in heaven. Neither is the person of respect with them. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done to stand, and let the church say, Amen. This week is going to be, man, it's going to be very interesting, I must say. All that stuff that's going on with the, you know, the whistleblowing, and that's all people talk about right now. But, you know, and I'm going to go over the Patriot Act with you. I mean, I'm going to take my time with it because I just know that there's so much. When we talk about this thing, man, I've been doing some research, and when I do it, it only brings me further and further out to something else. So, it's important that look, if you ladies and gentlemen really want the truth, there is so much information out there. And like that one person that went to the Bilderberg group said, meeting this past weekend, he said, if you don't want your information to be out there, then don't put it out at all. Don't even let it come out your mouth, because if you do, it's going to be found. And I totally agree with that. This portion of the, I mean, this piece that we're going to do tonight, and practically almost all week, I mean, and I'm going to tie a lot of things with this. And so, you know how we get. We get deep and dirty on this show. We don't just talk about opinions. We don't talk about I talk about what I feel based upon the information that I'm seeing in front of me. But, ladies and gentlemen, this show is not like other shows. You know, I don't have a supporting cast. I don't have a, you know, it's just me, myself, and I doing the research, doing what I can do, getting the most accurate information I can possibly get that from reliable sources, because it's the internet, as most reliable as possible. One, and you could say, yes, it's going to fit what I say. Two, yes, it will fit what I say because I am trying to enlighten. So let's get started. And then in the last half, I will go over the things that I personally came up to some nitty-gritty fighting things this weekend that really just kind of, you know, got under my skin a little bit, but I didn't, you know, I just shook it off. Didn't let it bother me, okay? Listen, we've talked about the CIA on this show. We've talked about the FBI on the show. We talked about the Department of Defense. And we also talked about the Department of the Human Services and the Health. You know, and we talked about we rarely get to the point where we get to the other portions of this, but they're two entities that we have to three entities that we have to really look at. One is the NSA, because I'll tell you in a second. The first is the NSA. Secondly is the Food and Drug Administration, and that's four. The Department of Agriculture, and five, the Department of Treasury. Four. So these four things we've got the NSA, which is under the Department of Defense. We've got the Defense of the Department of Department of Treasury, the Food and Drug Administration, and also the Department of Agriculture. We're going to have to discuss those in future shows, because you need to understand the plight of what the mission is and the end goal. Now, we've already talked about Henry Kissinger and how Henry Kissinger and the other shadow governments have already made a determination in the early 70s to destroy half of the population by the shadow government and control. We already know in Tailcoin Pro that they were already spying and wiretapping and doing all kinds of such things to the African Americans, also the Latinos, also the Mafia, also the bootleggers, and also the Native Americans who were in the government. Now we're doing surveillance on them as well. So for me and our wise spectrums, we understand these things, and these things have been going on since the beginning of technology. And so we are totally aware that this information is for those who have been naive or who have not really digged and did their research. So right now, I'm going to get to the Patriot Act right now, but I want to specifically dive in into the NSA, because the NSA, it ties into the Bourne series that I was telling you about, but I want to give you a very interesting figure here. Let's see if I can find it. It's the beginning of this page, I believe. Nope, it's not the beginning of that page. I really hope I didn't close it. Okay, here we go. So this website comes from CNN.com, moneycnn.com, under the economic system. It says, this is the title of it, What the NSN Costs.
90 seconds.
What? Oh, see, y'all playing on me. 90 seconds, huh? Hold on. My current scheduling. Yeah, see, they playing on me, right? No. You can't do that to me. Gotcha! They tried to cut me off. I got them, y'all. I caught them before they tried to get me. I caught them. You see? Got them. Anyway, so like I was saying, I'm going to go over the title. This is CNN Money, the money site. It says what the NSA costs taxpayers. And this is June 7, 2013, okay? The article was written by Jan Sahedi. Sorry if I messed it up. And on the picture, there's a picture of the NSA facility in Fort Meade, Maryland. And let me tell you, if you haven't seen this picture, it is beautiful facility. It looks beautiful from outside. So I can only imagine what it looks like on the inside. So it says the budget of the National Security Agency located in Fort Meade, Maryland, is classified, but experts say it's likely that it costs at least $10 billion a year. $10 billion a year, y'all. It says that because the NSA, the Department of the Defense Department agency created in 1952, fell under the category of black program in the federal budget, a term applied to classified effects. Now let me explain this to you, ladies and gentlemen, one more time, because I know in the past y'all didn't catch that. But what I have created for you in the beginnings of these shows that I've talked to you about, I've talked to you about the black ops. I've talked to you about the shadow governments. So in 1952, when they had decided to form this NSA, this type of it wasn't called NSA, but I'll tell you what it was called back in the day. But when they decided to have this in the Defense Department budget, it was categorized as black, the black program for federal budgets, okay? It was because it was a classified, you-need-to-know basis. If you wasn't in the know, then you have no idea what the black budget was, and they wasn't telling you. That's what they're saying to you. The NSA is one of the at least 15 intelligence agencies, and combined, the total United States intelligence budget in 2012 was $75 billion. Listen to what I'm saying. The intelligence agency's budget alone was $75 billion, said Steve Aftergood, director of the Government of Sanctity's programs for the Federation of the American Scientists, a nonpartisan think tank that analyzes the national and the international security issues. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a strong budget. It says that it estimates that 14% of the country's total intelligence budget is 14%. Man. Wow. That's a lot of information put out there. So, but I just wanted to let you know. And then let me also say this in the article. It says, because I'm not reading the whole article, but I just want to give you a tidbit of this. It says, this is a quote. It says, it is called classified, so real numbers are impossible to obtain, said Adams, now at the at a fellow at the Simpsons Center. I don't even know where that is, but I am looking it up. It is, let's see, what is this? It is, okay, what are they about? Contact us. The programs, topics. Let me find out who they are, because I don't. Okay, Stimson was founded.org. It was founded in 1989. The center is a nonprofit, nonpartisan institution devoted to enhancing the international peace and security through a unique combination of rigorous analysis and outreach. The center's approach is pragmatic, geared towards providing policy alternatives, solving problems, and overcoming obstacles to. I clicked on it and it clicked something else. Rigorous in-depth analysis driving by the force of rather than ideology. It says there's three focus points: strengthening the institutions of the international peace security, building regional security, reducing weapons of mass destruction, and transmission treatment. Okay, so I am not going to go any further than that. Let's see. But the center was named after the Secretary of War and Secretary of State, Henry S. L. Stimson, who served under President William Howard Taft. And Hoover, FDR, Henry, Truman, and they said that he was a pragmatic ideologist. Right. All right. So now that we know who they are, we can go ahead and continue to go over the NSA. Okay. Now, these people are getting a little tricky. They're very slippery. Slippery and wet, I can only say. According to their information, they started November the 4th, 1952. They were called the Armed Forces Security Agency. Everything's classified. You can go to their website. It's NSA.gov. Very beautiful looking website. Let's see what kind of stuff they do. They got categories about us. They say leadership, mission, mission, vision. Cryptologically, history, heritage, equal opportunity. See the CSS, which is the Central Security System, the Office of Office of Inspector General. They also have the NSA Emerging Technology Panel. And they have photos. So if you'd like to go out there and check out their information and all that stuff, it's all there for you to do and all that stuff. And I'm necessarily not going to go that far deep into their website, their page. It's something I'll probably look up later. But anyway, so back to this, okay? So basically the NSA is a cryptologic intelligence force, okay? These agencies go in and they're pretty much like when you see on – like do the Morse code type things in these World War II movies, how they send telegraphs and all these type of things. But everything is encoded. Everything is some type of secret language that they use. Let's see. It is also ran under the Department of Defense, what we call DOD, responsible for collecting and analyzing foreign communication and foreign signals intelligence, as well as providing U.S. government communication and information systems, which involve information security and crypto analysis and cryptographic. The NSA is directed by a lieutenant general or a vice admiral. The key component of the U.S. intelligence community, which is headed by the Director of National Intelligence, the Central Service Security Service, or what they call the CSS, which is co-located agency created to correspond to intelligent activities and co-operations between the NSA and the other U.S. U.S. military in crypto analysis. So What I'm trying to draw a picture of is to, if you look at Bourne and you're sitting in the command center, everybody's got a job to do. Everybody's doing something. They're either looking at pictures or they're looking or going through emails or going through files. They're going through all these type of different electronical ways in order to gather information. And you have all these different stations within this, let's just call it a cell at the moment, okay? For example, let's look at, you know, back in the day let's look at NASA in a way where they had all these computers and everybody was sitting behind the computers and watching different things on the screen go in space and stuff. It is essentially a small command center depending on the operation, like in Bourne. And I'm only going to talk about this small operation unless otherwise clarified by myself, okay? So we're talking about a small cell right now that's doing analysis and decoding different messages or whatever, or pictures or whatnot within this small cell, okay? And so because it gets, if I expand it, it gets too large, so I'm just going to keep it in a small cell directed towards the movie that we were discussing last week, the Bonner episodes, okay? Series, excuse me. All right. Not only do they use civilians, they also use military assets. So you could have half the room civilian, half of the room military intelligence, police. It doesn't really necessarily matter. We know it's half military and half civilian, depending on what and where they are and what assets they need. All right, and it's commanded by the United States Cyber Command and commander of the Central Security Services. By law, the NSA intelligence gathering is limited to foreign communications, although the domestic indications such as the NSA warrantless surveillance controversy that has just recently occurred. The National Security Agency is divided into two major missions, the signal intelligence directive, which is called SIDS, or SID, which provides foreign signal intelligent information and the information assuring department, or the IAD, which is IAD, which provides information systems, okay? So I'll give you a little background on them. The predecessor of the NSA was the Foreign Arm, the Armed Forces Security Agency, which is the AFSA, created May 20th, 1949. This organization was originally established within the Department of Defense under the command of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And so it was directed to direct the communications and electronic information activities of the United States military intelligence units, the Army Security Agency, and the Naval Security Groups, and the Air Force Security Systems. However, that agency had little power and lacked the centralization, coordination, mechanics. The creation of the NSA resulted in December 10, 1951, memo sent to the Central Intelligence Agency, which is the CIA, directed by Walter Bedwell Smith, and to James S. Lay, Executive Secretary of the National Security Council. The memo observed that the control over, and the coordination of the collective of the process of the communication information had proven insufficient and remained a survey of communication information activities. The protocol was approved in December 13, 1951, and the study authorized one of December 28, 1951. The report was completed June 13th, 1952, generally known as the Brownell Council Report, after the council chairman Herbert Brownell. It surveyed the history of the U.S. communication intelligence activities and suggested that the need of much greater degrees of communicate coordination and direction at a national level as to change the security agency's name indicates the role of the NSA, which expanded beyond the armed forces. The creation of the NSA was authorized in a letter written to President Harry S. Truman, June 1952. The agency was formally established through the revision of the National Security Council Intelligence Directive, which is the NSCID, on October 24, 1952. The officially came into existence November 4, 1952. President Truman's letter in itself was classified and remains unclassified to the public for more than a generation. A belief of value reference that the NSA first appeared in the U.S. Government Operation Manual from 1957, which described a separate organization agency within the Department of Defense under a direct authority and control of the Secretary of Defense for the purpose of the highly specialized technical functions in supporting intelligence activities in the United States. Henceforth, there you go. Now, like I said, this facility headquarters is located at Fort Meade, Maryland, about 50 minutes southwest of Baltimore. In addition to this, the NSA facilities have a Texas Cryptology Center in San Antonio, in Texas at Fort Texas, Fort Gordon in Georgia, Northern Yorkshire, United Kingdom, and also elsewhere. Let me go to this link real quick. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reassure you, I'm not giving you any type of classified information that's not already out on the internet. And if I was giving you classified information, you can best believe my show would be turned off right now. I'm sure they're monitoring my show. They should monitor everything because we're talking about this kind of stuff. And of course, those are those keywords. But let me also explain this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know? I know it's kind of difficult for you to comprehend these things. But do you remember when you entered stuff into the search engine? At that time, it was only a few that was out there. And you would enter something and you would look up and it would be very limited on the access of that you pulled up. And then it got to the point where you could enter what they call keywords or cues. And when you enter these things, it makes the ability to search smaller and faster. Well, this is the type of evolution of intelligent tracking, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand that. Because when you enter in a specific word, what it does, it goes into whatever mainframe there is, and it kicks out all the information out specifically for what you're looking for. And if you put in words or you put in cues, then whatever word that you put in, it could be and you'd have like 15,000 pages because the word and it popped up. That it was another way of manipulating the community of technology to gain more information from the public. So if you type in right now, and so what we're talking about of deeper hints. So if you're on the phone, because we already know that the phones are already being monitored and already being tracked for years now. If you were to talk about something that was unique, like for example, if you're talking about operation, you said Blue Jay, right? So for example, at that specific time and frame of that time and space, if the government or the any other foreign governments were talking and using the code word Blue Jay, and you happen to say that word by saying, you know, oh yeah, my daughter goes to Geronimo and their mascot's the Blue Jays and stuff like that. Even though you said the school name was Geronimo and their mascot was Blue Jay, that word immediately pops up on the screen as a potential. And so that's what we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that the potential of you using words that would scare these entities because it could be something that you use as a code word in order to gain more information or more knowledge. And so that's why it would lead them to do what they do. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's one of those things that you have to really, you know, understand. Okay, let me say this real quick. I know I kind of went off of it, but I'll go back. But this is having to do with the intelligence agencies and the organizations. And once again, this stuff is not classified because I'm getting all these stuff off the internet. If it was classified and they missed it, they would immediately take it off the internet and they would probably shut my show down and give me a call and bust through my door. But anyway, so there's the Central Intelligence Agency. There's the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the National Geo spectral intelligent agencies, the National Resistance Office, the Air Force Intelligence, Surveillance and Reconnaissance Agency, the Army Military Intelligence, the Marine Corps Intelligence Activity, Office of Navy Intelligence, Coast Guard Intelligence, the FBI, Drug, the DEA, which is the Drug Enforcement Administration, the, also the Bureau of Intelligence and Research, the Office of Intelligence and Analysis, which is Homeland, part of Homeland Security, the Office of Terrorism and Foreign and Financial Intelligence, which is ran out of the Treasury, the Office of Intelligence and Counterintelligence, which is ran out of the Energy Department. Let's see, the Director of National Intelligence, the Office of the National Counterintelligence Executive, the Strategic Support Branch, the National Kleinstein Service, the Defense Kleinstein Service, the National Counterproliferation Center, the National Counterterrorist Center, the President's Intelligence Advocacy Board, let's see, the company level intelligence cell, the Central Services, the Military Intelligence Service, the Office of Strategic Services, the Office of Special Plans, and a counterintelligence field activities. Whew, all right, getting that all out. That's a lot of crap. All right, so there's also on January the 6th, 2011, there was a groundbreaking ceremony that was held for the NSA in the Utah Data Center, which now is supposedly that's where all the leakage has been, all the information that's been gathered was coming from off the Utah databases. It was built on Camp Williams, Utah, out of Salt Lake City. They also have one, well, I've already said it, the North Yorkshire. So this is one of their missions, according to the site. It says, the NSA eavesdropping mission includes radio broadcasting, both various organizations and individuals, the internet, phone calls, and other interceptable forms of communication. And secure communication missions, including military, domestic, and all the other sensitive, confidential, and secret governmental communications. Let's see. It has been described as the world's largest single employer of mathematicians and the owner of the single largest groups of supercomputers. Okay, so for those people who have said, George, what are you talking about? You remember when I told you, I mean, we've talked about mathematicians and numbers all the time on the show. I have specifically said there's there's really two things that really run this world. I'm talking about in a physical and on a spiritual or a what they would call another dimension type of a level. And so it's either ran by symbols or numbers. And within the symbols and the numbers, it can tell you everything you need to know. I've said it also on the show that everything in this world is ran off of numbers. Everything. So when it comes to being a mathematician, if you are superior at math, it is only right for them to scoop you up. And if you are a mathematician and you're good at what you do and you can hold your tongue, then more than likely you'll be working. I mean, I know I'm taking these sidebars and I'm taking these things, but I'm telling you, I'm taking my time with this, okay? So let's look. I know I'm going to go stretching, but look, remember that movie Independence Day with Will Smith? And they are in Area 51. Is it called Area 51? I think it's called Area 51. And they have this base there, and they have scientists, they have, you know, all types of people there. Let me ask you a question. What happened to all? What happens to all of these people? Because it takes more than one or two people to run a facility. What happens to all these people who have retired? You see what I'm saying? They have retired from the armed forces, from these civilian sectors or contractors who have worked for these government entities and moved on in their life. What happened to those individuals who have been released or no longer were contracted under these programs? Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people that you may not even know have worked for the government, and they have never said anything, and they know secrets. Because if they do, they would be called, you know, all this stuff. But you got to think about all these people that work for these people. It's just like the military, right? If you worked in the military, and we know certain things and certain missions that we've been on, so we can tell you our experience. We can do that, because most of the stuff that we've done have already happened and it's declassified, okay? And so now that it's declassified, we can run our mouth. But what happened to the people who are working in these secret black ops shadow operations? Let me tell you this. Every person on this planet eats. So what happens to the little cafeteria people who serve the food? Even if they got a Starbucks there, who's the Starbucks man who's working? And no, I'm not saying that the person who works at Starbucks knows the secrets. But you got to understand, he is under heavy surveillance night and day. I guarantee you that he probably even bug his house because he works in that facility. See, in the military, in the Army, in the Army and the Air Force, I don't know necessarily the Navy because I've never been there, they have what they call a BX and a PX. And that's on every facility, right? So is there a PX or a BX that's located inside of the NSA? And if it is, they need people to stock. They need people to be cashiers. You see what I'm saying? So it takes a lot more. We're talking about custodians. Everybody takes a piss or a dump. And you know the people who run in these facilities are not cleaning themselves. So even the custodians, ladies and gentlemen, are part of this web. And so what happens to these people? And I'm not saying that the custodians know secret, top secret stuff. But what I'm saying is these people befriend other people. And sometimes they talk. I mean, yes, you can only talk within the people who know in these confounds of what you do. But, hey, where are these people? And if they all come out and start telling them secrets, it's not like we don't already know that it's happening, but it can give us a kind of idea. So I just wanted to bring that idea up so we can kind of look at it. You know, I mean, that's something to really think about. I mean, you know, most times people overlook that stuff. They want to look at the hot at the top. Listen, if you really want to know somebody, you really want to talk and get some in, talk to the secretary. Hmm? You know people got secretaries, and they're taking down notes, and they're taking down appointments, and of course that stuff is filed, or shredded, or burned most of the time, because that's, I mean, in order to get away, to erase anything you do not want to be found, you must burn it. That's, when you purge it, you must burn it. If you try to shred it, it can be put back together. If you try to just throw it in the trash or throw it in the water. None of that stuff works. It has to be burned. Okay? I mean, the computer chips must be melted. It must be. That's why when you see movies with these kids who are hackers, they go and they take these shockers, I don't know what they're called, and they use that microwave shock to fry these electrical equipment because it automatically sets the circuits on fire, and then it burns all the data, which is once the plastic melts, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of hard to try to plug up something that's already melting and malfunctioned, okay? All right, so anyway, so back on that mathematician, they said, it is described as the world's single largest employer of all mathematicians, and is the owner of the single largest group of supercomputers. It has tried to keep a low profile, but of course, that's not the truth, okay? Okay, so it's because listeners take NSA and CSS has been heavily involved in crypto analytics research, continuing into work on predecessors agencies have broken many World War II codes and ciphers. See information for Purple and the VIA project and JN25. Let's see if anything else I want to. As part of the National Security Presidential Directive 54, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 23, NSPD, and I assume that NSPD stands for the National Security Presidential Directive. Signed January the 8th, 2008 by President Bush, NSA became the lead agency to monitor and protect all of the federal government's computer networking from cyber terrorism. In 2010, Robert Gates called the DHS to have, okay, now Robert Gates was the Department of the Secretary of Defense at the time. And he said that the DHS to have a cell that would be able to apply the full surveillance power of the NSA for domestic cyber community. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make this very specifically clear to you. This presidential directive did not, it's like an executive order, apparently. I mean, the way it's said. President Bush took the NSA and made it the supreme surveillance and decoding agency there is in America. Period. So that meant that they had answer to no one but the DOD, the Secretary of Defense, the President. That's it. That's all who they have to really talk to. They don't talk to nobody else. So that goes directly. So that ability to do that, especially on our domestic security, is a big wow factor. So you got to understand these things, okay? They said power conception. In 2006, the Baltimore Sun reported that the NSA was at risk for electrical overload because of the insufficient internal electrical infrastructure at Fort Meade to support the amount of equipment being installed. This program was apparently recognized in the 1990s. But did not made a priority. And now the agency's ability to keep in the operation is going on is threatened. The article noted that the NSA has had to open a satellite office outside of Baltimore area because the NSA had completely maxed out the electrical grid. The Baltimore Gas and Electric could not provide the NSA any more electricity in its current location. So this is the question, okay? I mean, there's more stuff to go through. This is the question. So if they have maximized their ability to plug in or to do the necessary things that they need to do, man, they've got a lot of stuff going on. That's a lot of computer juice going through there. They said for that grid, I don't know how big that grid is. I'll look it up later on. I'll tell you tomorrow. But we'll move on. Okay, so this right here is called Echelon. It is the combination of the equivalent agencies of the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and otherwise known as the UK USA group. It is widely reported to be in command and operated on a so-called echelon system. It's and I think I opened that site. I'm not sure. Its capacity is to specify to include the ability to monitor a large portion of the world's transmission civilian telephone fax and data traffic. Okay, now let's break this down here, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's look at let me finish this and then I'll get to it. It says technically almost all modern telephones, internet, fax, satellite communication are exposable due to recent advances in technology and open air nature of such radio communications around the world. The NSA presumed collections of operations have generated most criticism, possibly stemming from the assumption of the NSA and the CSS responsible for the infringement of the Americans' privacy. However, the NSA and the U.S. State Signals Information Directive 18 USSID 18 strictly prohibits the interception or the collection of information about the U.S. citizens' corporations or organizations without specific written legal permission from the United States Attorney General, which when the subject is located abroad, or the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court within the United States border. The Supreme Court has ruled that the intelligence agencies cannot conduct surveillances against American citizens. There are a few extreme situations when collecting on the U.S. entities. It is allowed without the U.S. SIDS 18 waiver, such as the civilian distress signals or situations, emergencies such as 9/11 attack. However, the U.S. Patriot Act has specified changed the private legitimacy. There have been alleged violations in the U.S. SID 18 that occurred in violations of the NSA restriction chapter prohibiting these acts. Okay? So, I'm not going to go over all of it because there's a lot of different things, but there's articles you can read about that, and I want to I think I have it. No, I didn't pull it up, so I will go back and I will pop it up now. I think I just closed it or something, okay? But anyway, so this echelon system thing they were talking about is named used in a global media and popular culture described as signal intelligence or signets. All right, collection and analysis of network operations on the behalf of five significant states through the UK United States Security Agreement. Like I said, it was Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Okay, and it says it refers to the number of abbreviations, including the, it's some long word, but it's abbreviations, AUSCANNZUKUS. So Australia, Canada, New Zealand, UK, United States, and five eyes. That's pretty interesting that it's called the Five Eyes. Let me read the Five Eyes real quick. It says it's a multilateral agreement for cooperation of signal information among United Kingdom, United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The alliance of the intelligence operation is known as the Five Eyes. It is the first signature in March 1946 by the United Kingdom and United States, and later expanded to encompass the three Commonwealth rings of Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The UK-USA agreement was the follower of the 1943 Bras-USA agreement in World War II, agreement of cooperating over the intelligence materials. This it was a secret treaty allegedly of secret that was secret from the Australian Prime Minister until 1973. The agreement established the alliance of five English-speaking countries for the purpose of sharing information, specifically signal information. It formalized the intelligence sharing agreement of the Atlantic Chapter, signed 1941 before the entrance of the United States into the conflict. It says the agreement was organized by 10-page British United States Community Intelligence Agreement connection. It was the Government Communication Headquarters, or the GCHQ, and the U.S. National Security Agency. Beginning of the Cold War. The document was signed March 5th, 1946, by Colonel John Patrick Johnson, the U.K. English, and Lieutenant General Hoyt von Berg, the United States. The States Army Naval Communication Information Board. I want to say this in regards to this thing that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Because let's look at this on let's say Cold War era, I guess you could say. If we've got United States, which is an English speaking country, and we've got three of the English territories being used. Canada was part of England, and parts are still owned by England, by the Queen. You've got Australia with a penal colony, and so was New Zealand. So now you've got if you take a satellite and you put it over New Zealand, right, and Australia, it could cover that region of Asia, right? Now you got China and all the Asian countries. Then you got the United Kingdom, right? Well, you got on the United Kingdom, you've got that satellite buzzing on all of Europe, right? Then you've got the United States and Canada. Well, the United States don't have to put their satellite directly over the United States. They can put it on South America. So they put their satellite on South America, and now you've got a satellite that covers Canada and Australia. So now you've got an interlocking satellite communication system that can be easily transmitted to whatever facility they want, and that, of course, we already know that in these facilities, there's one in Fort Meade, there's one in San Antonio, one in Georgia, one in Utah, one in the UK, one in Canada, one in New Zealand, and one in Australia. So now the information is faster to process, faster to get things. And so now you've got these mathematicians here, and they're using math in order to get the best codes of, they say something like this. It says the European Parliament Temporary Committee on the Echelon Interception System stated, it seems likely in view of the evidence and the consistent pattern of statements from various range of individuals and organizations, including American sources, that it is aim is in fact Echelon. Although this is reportedly minor details, the U.S. intelligence community uses many codes, and the former former NSA employee Margaret Newsham claims that she had worked on the configuration and installments software for making up Echelon system while employed in Lockheed Martin. There it is right there, y'all. Lockheed Martin. There you go. You want to talk about Tony Stark from Iron Man? Lockheed Martin's your peoples. Okay. Let's see, from whom she had worked from 1973 to 1984, Sunnyvale, California, United States, and in Midwich Hills, England. At that time, according to Shimhill, the new Shim, the code was Echelon, and what the NSA termed the computer network itself. Lockheed called it P415, the software program which it was the Silkworth or the Share. The satellite named Ortex intercepts communication and images, including the internet fragments, apparently through the job of descriptions of the Echelon listed along with several other code names. So, ladies and gentlemen, not only were they hiding this from the higher people in government, but they were hiding it from the common people. So, listen, not everybody's privy on getting information, okay? Just like we've seen in the Bourne movie when we had black hair, and we had Treadstone, and we had Lavix or whatever it's called, and the person that was supposed to be partner in charge didn't even know that was the next step. He said, "Hey, I thought this was in a developing stage." He said, "Well, now you need to know. Now you know." So once again, these systems do exist, and like I said, she said she worked on that since 1974. I wasn't even born in 1974. So 1974, she was working on that. To 1984, they were working on this. And Lockheed Martin, let me get to Lockheed Martin real quick. Now I will wait for Lockheed Martin and put that with the military groups, because it's so important that you know who these people are. I'm not saying that they're a bad company. I'm not saying that. I am not saying that they do have. They have created great technology. Excuse me. I'm stumbling tonight. They have great technology that has been very privy to the military servicemen and women to get us home safe and to do what we need to do as far as our military missions. And so I'm not saying, hey, look, they're part of conspiracy, but they are. I know that didn't make sense, but you gotta give me a little wiggle room, okay? So we're gonna go ahead and move on from Echelon, because I mean, if you want to look it up, it's there. You can just type it in, and you can find all the information that you want to find out. But I'm not going to time right now because I got a lot of information to put out. And so the domestic part, it says Executive Order 12333 is to collect information that constitute foreign intelligence or counterintelligence while not acquiring information concerning domestic activities in the United States persons. The NSA declared that it will rely on the FBI to collect information for foreign intelligence in the borders of the United States. Okay? They said. This is what I will go into. It says that they had what they call InThread, Trailblazer, and Turbulence. Now, I'm going to go over these things, but I'm going to talk about one specifically. Okay, so the NSA created IT system, the IT system, to develop the flow of information from new technologies, the internet, to cell phones. Now, I want to make this specifically clear to you, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, there's times where you feel like I don't know what I'm talking about, and I'm just throwing stuff out. We have talked about vibrations. We have talked about analog understand part of the analog and digital. We've talked about this way back, talking about that. So when they switched, what they were trying to say is look, we have to get this information. It's like this, y'all. I'm going to put it just like this. You remember when we were growing up, we had those VCR tapes? There was a lot of VCR tapes that need to be transferred to DVDs or Blu-rays right now, right? You got your first wedding. You got your first baby birth. You got your football. You got all this stuff. How can you transform the VHS tape into a DVD or a Blu-ray? We don't have technology to do that. Well, we do now, but we didn't. So what they're saying is, look, we need to gather information, and we have the technology to do it, but in order for us to catch up with them, we've got to spill some of this technology out to them. What happened about a year ago, 2 years ago? They said that they would no longer have analog electronics anymore. They got rid of all the analog. Because why? Because they can transfer data 10 times or 100 times or 120 times or 200 times faster if everything is digital. If everything is digital, it's easy to upload. If everybody had a tracking device in their cell phones in the new generation, the fourth generation, third generation, G4, you see what I'm saying? 4G, 3G, all this stuff. Y'all be getting misconstrued about what stuff they're putting out. See, their technology is either 50 to 100 years beyond what we think. We get flashes of what's out there. But what they have that they've been working on for years and years and years, why do you think that people, they always talk that we need more scientists? We need people who go to school to learn math. We need people, you know, these are the things why they're pushing and pushing. They're not pushing for education. Do you really think that the government cares about our education? And if you are an educator, I will say this very bluntly because I love educators, but if you don't believe that they care about, listen, why do you think people still talking about we shouldn't be speaking by black people should talk bionics or third hand or all this stuff? Why? Because the establishment don't care about education. Education is dwindling. They're cutting schools. They're doing all these things. The establishment does not care about education. No matter what they say, it's all lip service. Because if you what is the best quote that everybody says about when they mean something? Actions speak louder than words. And when you're cutting and you're getting rid of and you're slashing, the actions are saying totally opposite of what you're doing. So until you get that straight, my administrators and teachers out there, you're working hard, you're busting your butt, and you continue to do that. But it is not about education. It is about getting those individuals who are smart enough to continue the research to do whatever they need to do in order to create the devil's work playground for them, okay? So I'm going to say that piece and continue to go forward. So in order for the NSA and all the other intelligence agencies to do fast, dominant computer analysis, tracking analysis, everything has to be digital. So they got rid of analog, so no longer they have to wait 10, 13, 14, whatever, and to decode it, because they can decode it analog, but it just takes a lot more slower time for them to process the information. It could be 24 hours, 48 hours before they can disseminate the information. And people are like, we have... the government has made people into microwaves because we want instantaneous combustion, where if we order a burger, we want the burger nice, hot, and piping hot. We go and we drive out the drive-thru. That's how these people want it. They want the information like that. So if they're looking for Billy Ray Cyrus, they can pull up Billy Ray Cyrus and pull up everything that happened in the last 10 years with Billy Ray Cyrus, with everything. Okay, so that's why the medical community is trying to go digital as well, because they can put everything on digital file, and if they're looking for something and they got your medical records, they can digitally upload it rather than having to go send an agent to go pick up the medical files and bring them up there and get somebody to go through the medical files. And so now they are specifically transferring all these things. That's why they're giving the doctors this technology where they can speak into it, and then it comes on the computers. It's not to make doctors work better. Come on, man. It's never been about that. Doctors don't even heal you. Oh, okay. Well, if you think doctors can heal you, well, then there's a lot of people who should go get their money back because they're dying from cancer right now. All right? So, anyway. So, this technology that they're referring to can create a new, easier flow of information from internet and cell phone and all this different data they're trying to collect. Okay, so ThinkThread contains advanced data mining capabilities. And let me tell you what data mining capability is, because I don't know what it is. It's one of those keywords that they threw out there now, and for the next I don't know what the heck the data monitoring is, but it comes from this type of talking or code that is coming out of the government. It says data mining is an analysis step known as knowledge discover in databases. The process, or the KDD, of the interdisciplinary subfield of computer science is the computational process of developing patterns in large data sets involving methods of intersecting of artificial intelligence, machine learning, statistics, database systems. The overall goal of the data mining process is to extract information from a data set, transformation into a unbelievable structure for forming further use. Aside from the raw analysis step, it is involving the database and the data management aspect and the data processing model interface concerns, the complexity of the concerns, and the post-processing of the discoveries of the structure, visuality, and online updating. The term is buzzword. It is frequently misused to mean many forms of large scales of data and information processing, meaning collection, extracting, warehousing, analysis, and statistics, but also generalizing to many of the computer discussions support systems, including the artificial intelligence, machine learning, business intelligence. And the proper use of the word, the key is used, is called discovery, commonly defined as detecting something new. Even the popular book, The Coding Mining Practical Machine Learning Tools and Techniques with Java, just covered most machine learning materials, was originally to be named the Practical Machine Learning in the term data mining, which only added marketing reason. Often the more general term, large-scale data analysis or allocations, or when referring to methods, it's called artificial intelligence or machine learning as an appropriation. So, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. If you want to look at it, that's up to you, but I mean, it blows my mind, because I know about a little bit about computing, but when they start talking about, they call it the super interest group knowledge discovery. I mean, that's some real crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. So, once again, I'm going to have to dig deep into this and find out exactly what the hell that means, because I don't know. I'm going to straight up tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. But so we'll go on this, and it says it is all of this is thin thread. It says contains advanced data mining capabilities. It also has the privacy mechanism surveillance, which stores encrypted and decrypt encryption requirements as for warrant. Research under this program may have contributed to technology use in later systems. Thin Thread canceled when Michael Hayden chose Threadstone Trailblazer, which did not include Thin Thread's privacy system. Let's see. Trailblazer ramped up. I don't even know what the hell that means. CIRCA 1000, CAID, Boeing, CSC, IBM, Lipton worked on it. So the first company is the Science Application International Corporation, also known as SAIC, an American defense company headquartered in Tyson Corner, Virginia, providing scientific engineering, integrating, and technology service and solutions. It works exclusively with the United States Department of Defense, United States Department of Homeland Security, and the United States intelligence community, including the NSA agency, as well as other U.S. government civil agencies selected commercial markets. As of 2009, SAI employees was 45,000 employees and 150 cities worldwide, and reported $10.8 billion in revenues for its in January 31st, 2009. Making it 285 on the Fortune 500 list. Let's see. Another one, CSC is called the Computer Scientist Corporation, American multinational corporation that provides information technology, or what they call IT, services and professional services. The headquarters is in Falls Church, Virginia, United States. CSC offers services such as the information technology, business processing, outsourcing like system analysis, application development, network opportunity, end-user computer data center management, emerging systems such as cloud computers, computing and cyber security protection interface. As the security is called IaaS, software as the software as a system, which is called SaaS. Business process as a service is BPaaS. Platform as a service is called PaaS. Cybersecurity management services and other emerging technology and assessment associated systems delivered models, and a various of IT or information technology and professional services and services of integration and management, counseling, technology counseling, and other professional services. We also list the software systems include the SSA, offering the financial service, healthcare, other industry-specific markets that provide a broad array to end-to-end business solutions that meet the end of the large government clients. September 2009, when SFACS acquired Affiliated Computing Services, CSC became only remaining independent major outsourcing vendor with headquarters and major operations in the United States. The CSC is acknowledged as the world's fourth most admirable information technology service company. The company also features in Forbes Global 2000 list. Once again, let me make this specifically clear for you, ladies and gentlemen. Specifically clear. Okay. You remember when I was just talking about how they make computers for scientists, not for scientists, computers for doctors better? These are the type of things, corporations, that I'm referring to. I am not going to go through and talk about everything that they have done. I'm going to do my own research, and I'm going to put this on a file, and I'm going to save it for myself. But if you want to find out, Xerox bought out for $6.4 billion and pay it's just totally incredible. We've used to Xerox because Xerox was the only thing that we can actually say, hey, this is a computer, this is a company that furnishes paper and also copiers and faxes and stuff. Well, that company doesn't even exist anymore because it got gobbled up by another entity, which is but they said CSC is the only one remaining. Okay, so Litton Industries, named after the inventor Charles Lyndon Sr., Litton Industry is the largest defense contractor in the United States, bought by Northrop Grumman Corporation. They had, in 1953, the Electronic Corporation building navigations, communications, electrical warfare equipment. They were derived from the beginning of the biggest business with major shipyards, etc., and even manufacturing microwave ovens. In the early 1990s, Litton split into separately military and commercial company. United States $1 billion commercial business within, including the Litton's oil field services businesses and the automation lines operations with the Western Alliance Corporation. In the early were designed by Miles Raymond, which is another company that deals with weapons. They're another weapon company that deals with weapons. It says it's commonly known for product goods modified to bring emphasis to the parent company whom name was little known. Okay, so I'm not going to go over everything, but I will bring up, let's see, I want to bring up something that you, ladies and gentlemen, may be familiar with. There's nothing. They did a lot of cruise-served missiles. Let me get to Northrop Grumman's. These people right here are good at what they do as well. They're a defense contractor, but, see, they work with the naval ships. And they also deal with the aerospace which technology. I mean, these people, I mean, they're the one who made the B-2 bomber. So, you know, listen. Like I said, I'm going to keep a lot of this stuff for myself to look at, do research. But please, I very highly recommend that you guys go out and look at this stuff. And so, back to the Trailblazing Project. Those are the companies that we're working for. It said some NSA whistleblowers complained internally about the major problems surrounding Trailblazer. This led to an investigation by Congress and the NSA and the DOD Inspectors General. The project. Remember when I told y'all the Inspector General is an entity by themselves. The only people they report to is the government. So I mean, is the president. So when it comes to this, nobody can touch them because they're a private entity and they're supposed to be bipartisan and that's how they work. But you know, everything is subject to change. And so the project was canceled in 2003, 2014, and lately it was over budgeted and did not want to be in the supposed, was doing what they supposed to do. And in the Baltimore, in the Baltimore Sun ran an article in 2006, the the government raided the whistleblower's house. One was Thomas Drake, charged with 18 United States Code 793, and in 2010, an unusual use of espionage law. He and his defender claimed that he was actually being prosecuted for challenging the Trailblazer Project. In 2011, all original charges against Drake were dropped. Okay, so let me because we're talking about this, and remember, we're still talking about the, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is where I'm going has not trickled from the Patriot Act. It is only bringing the information to you why it is so important that we what's going on. So when I start talking about the Patriot Act itself, the bill itself, you have an understanding of the background and why people need to be really concerned about their liberties right now. Listen, I've already known that they've tapped people's phones. I already knew they were looking at my internet stuff. That is not a surprise to me. Should you impeach the president for it? Listen, do whatever you got to do, but it will not change because the next time they put in office, it's going to do the same thing. So it doesn't matter who's in office. We have to make sure that our liberties are protected because we are granted that by our Constitution. We give up fighting for the Constitution, like George Bush says, the Constitution, that's just a piece of paper. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, these people don't care about the Constitution. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian, a totalitarian, it doesn't matter. You could be green. Listen, it doesn't. None of that government stuff matters, ladies and gentlemen. None of it matters. The ideology is we must stand for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because without the Bill of Rights and the amendments to the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in hell and high water. And I've told you already about the spiritual battle that we're going through. And if you don't get in with the program, these things will follow us not far in the future, but as soon as possible. Because as you already know, there is no such thing as prophecy. Prophecy has been dead a long time. You could ask that to any minority community. So, I mean, you know, I'm just putting down the facts here, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so the Project Trailblazer was a U.S. NSA program intended to develop the capability to analyze data carried on communication networks like the Internet. It was intended to track entities using communication methods such as cell phones and emails. It overran budget, failed to accomplish critical goals, and was canceled. The NSA was for J. Kirk Wise, William Viner, Ed Lunas, and the House Permanent Select Committee on the Intelligence Staffers, Dana Rohr, and the Department of Defense of Inspector General about fraud, waste, fraud, and abuse in this program, and the fact that a successful operation protocol existed but was ignored by the Trailblazing program was launched. The complaint was accepted by the IG, and the investigation began later under the mid-2005. When the final results were issued, the results were largely hidden, as the report given to the public was heavily 90% reduced, while the original report was heavily classified, thus restricting the ability of most people to see it. The people who filed the IG complaint was later raided by the armed FBI agents, while the government threatened to prosecute all of the signed IG report, and ultimately chose to pursue the NSA senior executive and Andrew Drake, who helped with the report and internally of the NSA and who was speaking to the reporters about the project. Drake later charged under the Espionage Act of 1917. He defended claims that this was retaliation. Charges against him were later dropped, and he agreed to a plea guilty of having committed a misdemeanor under the Communication Fraud and Abuse Act. Something like Jed Flynn Ryback of the Government Accountable Project, which helped present him, called the Civil Disobedience. Trailblazer, I'm not going to give you the background on that stuff, but as I was saying about that stuff, these things are going on, and the people who are telling the truth about this are being prosecuted, okay? Really, just being prosecuted. Check this out. In 2005, President W. Bush ordered the FBI to find whoever had disclosed information about the NSA electronic surveillance program, and it discovered that disclosed in the New York Times. Eventually, the investigation led to people who had filed the 2002 DOD IG request, even though they had nothing to do with the Times disclosure. 2007, the houses of Rourke, Benny, Vines were raided by armed FBI agents, according to Meyer. Barnes committed that the FBI pointed the gun at his head and that of his wife. Vines said he reminded him of the Soviet Union. None of these people were ever charged with any crime. 4 months later, Drake was raided in November 2007, and his computers and documents were confiscated. In 2010, was indicted by the U.S. State Justice Department with charges of obstructing justice, providing false information, and violating the Espionage Act of 1917, part of President Obama's crackdown on whistleblowers and leakers. The government tried to get Rourke to testify to the conspiracy and made similar requests to Drake, offering him a plea bargain. Both refused. In June 2011, 10 original charges against Drake were dropped. Instead, he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. Ladies and gentlemen, the rabbit hole gets deep. And this is coming out the NSA, okay? All right. And the same thing that happened in the Bond series is the same thing that's happening now in real life. Real life, y'all. This is real. We're talking about real time. So you go watch the Bond series, and you come back and you tell me that I'm wrong. I want you to give me data. Show me that I'm wrong. Okay. So, and then the next one was called Turbine. This started in 2005. It was developed in a small, inexpensive test piece rather than one grand plan like Trailblazer. It also included offensive cyber war capabilities like interjecting malware into remote computers. Congress criticized Turbine in 2007 for having similar bureaucratic problems as Trailblazer. It was to be realization of information processing at a higher speed of cyberspace. Okay? So, let's see here. Role in scientific research and development. The NSA has been involved in debates over political policies indirectly as behind-the-scenes advisors on other departments, directly during the Vice Admiral Bobby Ray Inman directorship. The NSA was a major player in the debate of the 1990s regarding the export of cryptographics. Restrictions on exporting were reduced and could not be eliminated in 1996. Its secure government communication work has involved the NSA in numerous technology areas, including the design of specialization communication hardware and software, providing dedicated semiconductive chip manufacturing plant, and advanced cryptographic research. The agency contracts with the private sector in the fields of research and equipment. The NSA has embroiled some minor conversations concerning its involvement in creating the DES, a standard and public block CFER aggregate used by the United States government and banking community. During the development of the DES by the IBM in the 1970s, the NSN recommended changing some details of the design. There was suspected of these changes were weakening the anagram sufficiency to enable the agencies to evade those if required, including particulars that the critical composition of the so-called S boxes have been altered and altered to insert black back doors, and that reduces in the key of large might be made in the friskins of the NSA into discovering the desk using the massive computer power. It has been since been observed that the S boxes in the DES are particularly resent against the difficult crypto-annotation technology, which was not publicly developed, discovered until 1980s, which was known by IBM DES. United States Council of Selective Committee of Intelligence reviewed the NSA's involvement, and the agencies had provided some assistance. It had not tampered with the design, and in 2009, the NSA declassification stated that the NSA worked closely with IBM to strengthen the allocation force attacks and strengthening substitute tables called the S boxes. Conversely, NSN tried to convince the IBM to reduce the length of the keys by 64 to 48 bits. Unfortunately, they compromised on 56 bits. And why am I telling you this stuff? Because you probably don't understand it. Some of the stuff I don't understand, but you have to understand that we are no longer speaking that common people use. And if you're not a tech nerd, if you're not a techie, you're not a computer geek, we need to get schooled on this stuff. We do. We have to. Okay, and so I'll read this. It says, the NSA has invested many millions of dollars in academic research under the grant code MDA-904, resulting in 3,000 papers as of 2007, the NSA, the SEC, has at times attempted to restrict the publication of the academic research into graphic. For example, the I don't know how to pronounce it. It's HUFA and the HEFAIR, which is KHUFU and the HAFRE block ciphers. Where the voluntary withheld the response to the NSA request to do so in response to the FOIA lawsuit in 2013, the NSA released a 643-page research paper entitled Untangling the Web, A Guide to Internet Research, composed by the NSA employees, assisted other NSA workers in research and information and interest in the agency of the public public internet. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, what they're saying is not only do they get these people that go to MIT and all these other things that they be showing on TV and stuff, and they get the computer degrees, they got people who are just doing tons and tons and tons of work, paperwork. That's what they're saying. They just got a department that do tons of legal work, and they can get through the loopholes. That's all they're saying. That's what they're saying, basically. It says the Untangling Web, A Guide to Internet Research. Come on now. All right, so check this out. Patents. The NSA has ability to file for patents from the United States Patent Trademark Office under the gag order. Unless normal patents, these are revealed to the public and do not expire. However, if the patent office receives the application by the identification patent from a third party, they will reveal that the NSA's patent and official grant to the NSA for a full term to the date. One of the NSN published patents described the method of geographically locations on individual computer sites of internet-like networks based in the larceny of multi-network connections. So what that means is they have found a loophole in the patent system where they have now made their own patents that will never expire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and really put the pedal to the metal. I got 19 minutes. There is a lot of things that I know, or I think I know, and there's a lot of things that I do not know about. But I'm telling you this, from the bottom of my heart, the rabbit hole goes very deep. Some of you probably say, well, he just really don't know what he's talking about. And I'll sit here and say, I agree with you. But what I do know is at the end of the day, regardless who is the front man for the New World Order, the United States of America is in trouble. And there are many people out there like Alex Jones, Professor Griff, other stations that talk about this stuff, Black Dot, who else? KRS-One. Should I throw in Cat Williams, David Chappelle, people who are David Icke. Listen, these people, I would like for you guys to go to informationwar.com, because informationwar.com, informationwars.com with Alex Jones, great stuff. Listen, remember how we talked about people being discredited? In order for a person to seem like they do not know what they're talking about, it's a technique that is used by the kings and queens before us. In order for the court to laugh, they had a jester. And the jester would go around making people laugh because they called him a fool. When you are disseminating the truth of information, and they know that you are disseminating factual information, information that is easily pulled up on the computer these days are done by research, by books. Ladies and gentlemen, it is easy to say words like, oh, he's a fool, he doesn't know what he's talking about, than to actually attempt to listen to what he's saying and say, where do you get your credible information for? So when somebody says that the government is trying to kill us, or the government has a cure for AIDS, or the government has a cure for a vaccine for cancer, or there are different other diseases, people like myself and those people are discredited, called fools. They're conspiracy theorists. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, everybody sees what's going on in the world. You say, well, back in the day, girls, all we know that they put hormones in the food we eat. Young girls are being more developed. Young boys are turning homosexual. Listen, hey, you can say they're born that way or whatever, but listen, the thing is they are putting chemicals in our food. They already approved the GMOs to be protected by the law because they passed that act. They passed a law that went through, and Monsanto is protected. We know that these things are true. And so when people are calling you fools, or, you know, people don't want to talk about these things, listen, there was an interesting thing that I heard this weekend. David Iker said, and I've said this before, they want to get rid, they don't want to get rid of the middle class, because if they get rid of the middle class, then they will see the huge gap between the people who are really well off and the people who are really poor. David Icke said, imagine the movie Hunger Games. You will have the people who will be very, very poor, and then the people who are very, very rich. And this is global. This is not just the United States. This is global, ladies and gentlemen. And so you have your tribunal, your tribune. So I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that we will be like the Hunger Games, but that is the disparity of the two. I mean, to the point where you're out in the fields hunting animals and you can't, gotta hide it because they're gonna come take your food. So what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be very, very, very supportive of one another. We should get rid, we should stop thinking in a dime where they have us so screwed up like scrambled eggs, where we fight over left and right issues, where we fight over Democrats and Republicans, where we fight over black and white, where we fight on whether you're Christian or Muslim. All of that is a distraction, ladies and gentlemen, and it's called a smokescreen. What happens when President Obama, for those people who don't like President Obama, I don't like President Obama's policies. I don't know him as a person, but I know that he has to have a heart. President Bush has to have a heart. But in their positions, they're heartless. They have to be, because they're controlled by other people. So what I'm saying is this, ladies and gentlemen. When people are telling you information that they have done research on, when they post things, don't discredit it and say, oh, that's just them talking about their conspiracy stuff again. And then when you find out stuff like, oh, the government is looking at your cell phones and reading your texts and going through your emails and listening to your phone conversations, and then all of a sudden you're surprised. Listen, people, we've been talking about this kind of stuff for years. It's only when the news reports from NBC, CBS, CBN, I mean CNN, and all these things that people get all jittery. Listen, you have to understand, these people are part of our control. There's only two people that control these networks, these news networks. All of them, they, in a NBC, CBS, all, they're all ran by one or two people, ladies and gentlemen. They were working in this web. You remember the thing I just said, untangling the web? Because it is a web of things, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody crisscrosses in the government. Everybody knows everybody. If they don't know anybody, they're going to get to know them because they are in these secret organizations, secret fraternities, and they become a network. What do they tell you when you get out of school? They tell you to network. Why is networking so important? Because you might know somebody that knows somebody that can get you a better job. You might know somebody that knows somebody that can get you a better situation into a house or something like that. And so if you take that principle by itself, you take that sixth degree of separation, ladies and gentlemen, take that sixth degree of separation, and you magnify that 300 times by the federal government, not only the United States government, but all the other governments around the world. It's not just the United States that are doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Union was first designed by Adolf Hitler. You can look it up. I had to go look it up. It was first designed by Adolf Hitler. Why? Because once you destroy a country's ability to create its own products, and then you have a large company that comes in and says, we can do this 10 times better, just fall in line, then it's easier to manage. For example, we already know about mergers and takeovers. What happens to these small independent grocery stores around your community? They're getting gobbled up by Walmart, because you got Super Walmart, you got Walmart, and so you got these big grocery stores that are closing down because they can't compete with the big giant. And so they have to sell out to get some return for their hardworking years in the business. And so the European Union if you only look back in 2011 or 2010, the Greek pop, they were talking about how the Greece was infrastructure was crumbling because their money was no good or they couldn't do. Why, ladies and gentlemen? It's because Greece is a very, as we know, is a very important country when it comes to philosophy and psychology and all that type of stuff. But their infrastructure is very strong because of the people that maintain it, where they said that first democracy comes out of. But listen, once those European European nations say, okay, we agree to be part of the European Union, now the European Union is run by a organization or a group of people that sit on a board that is controlled by other people. So what do they have to do? They can't control China. Why? Because China is, okay, they're communists. So you want to throw buzzwords out there, communist, socialist, and all that stuff? Listen, none of that stuff is even real, okay? None of it's real. That's not even scary. Because we know, I've said this time and time again, ladies and gentlemen, if North Korea wants to send a bomb and kill Americans, they're gonna have to shoot a bomb that's gonna land in Hawaii or Guam. If China wants to send a nuclear bomb, a nuclear warhead to America, they're gonna have to blow up Hawaii or Alaska. That's the only way, because we have ships and submarines in all of the Pacific Ocean. We have it in the Gulf. We have tons of technology, technological things. Now on the Navy ships, let me look it up. There's a laser that the Navy has put on a destroyer that can shoot a plane down and disintegrate it. Let me find out what the nomenclature is. Laser on Navy ship. There it is, right there. And if you don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you go to YouTube and you can see it. They got it up right now. It is. Let me go to this news article. I'm trying to find a nomenclature for it, but so they said it's a future. It's going to be employed 2014. Right now, it's on the USS Poseidon and sent to the 5th Fleet region in the Middle East as a real experience. I wish I could get the nomenclature of it. It says the Naval Research says that so far the laser is 12 for 12 in testing, destroying the targets 100% of the time. Officials said who briefed of briefed the press on the laser gun, which the Navy calls direct laser energy pulse weapon. It's a 32 million dollar project. I am trying to find the name of it, but anyway, you get my drift. So, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is real. If they want to shoot a nuclear warhead at us, yes, it would probably, you know, spread the nuclear waste all over the place. But the idea of it is, if we can heat that nuclear warhead up enough and destroy all the stuff in it, then boom. But what my point is this: we are not in Cold War anymore. We have submarines, we've got battleships, we got satellites that can blow stuff out of the sky. We got all this technology that we don't know about that the government has around the world, not only in the United States but around the global world, that they have. Why are we afraid of terrorism? Why are we afraid of terrorism? Ladies and gentlemen, it is what I said. They use code words to make us scared. They use these issues to make us worse. For example, they are bringing up this leak, a communication leak. They've brought up Benghazi, they have brought up the drones, but are you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want you to realize. Are they really working on the bills that need to be passed, like infrastructure bill, like the food administration bill for so people won't go hungry? What about the cyber technology which we're being protected? These are the things that we need to worry about. These are the things that are real time and real. We need to worry about the bills that are being passed rather than these small smoke. I'm not saying it's small, but what I'm saying is this, is we're so busy fighting the smoke screens that we don't put the pressure on the people that are making these policy, and Congress right now are sitting on their butts not doing what they need to do, and we are an elected official. I'm not saying they don't have a lot on their plate, ladies and gentlemen, but the most important thing they need to do is to start working on the bills. Listen, this is what I used to tell my soldiers. We get to business first, and we can play later. Do what we got to do, and then we can play later. Hey, you get your time, you can go get your hair cut, you can go hang out with your wife, do whatever you need to do. But ladies and gentlemen, we have got to get back to business. It cannot be business as usual. We can't have the President of the United States making press conferences about this and that and that. Listen, fine. If you want to impeach him, get rid of him. Look, I don't care. I don't care. What I do care about is getting these bills passed. We got people right now in Oklahoma that are still struggling. We got people right now in New Orleans still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. We still got people recovering from Hurricane Sandy. We got people recovering from the Sandy Woods or Sandy Kane thing. Listen, we've got issues, ladies and gentlemen. We got the West Texas explosion. We've got people who've got real issues, real time right now that need support, whether it's state or federal. It doesn't matter if it's federal. It matters if it's states, because states nowadays think they have more power than the government. Then whatever. Whatever you're going to do, let's make it happen. Let's make legislation that works. Let's make legislations that help the people. Because right now, we are a mess. We are a mess, ladies and gentlemen. But I can guarantee one thing. At the end of the day, we're going to have a McDonald's, we're going to have a fast food restaurant service. We're going to buy some toys that we don't need. And we're going to always say something ugly about somebody. There's nobody on this planet that don't say nothing ugly about other people. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forum. And the next time I see you, we'll be talking about sounding off. Y'all have a good night.